let's discuss a very important topic, that's the Consumer Protection Act. This was introduced in the year 1986, and it basically was, I would say, one of the most important acts, changed actually the face of Indian legal system completely. Let us discuss this in detail. Also known as COPRA, Consumer Protection Act 1986, it is one of the most dynamic and radical piece of social and economic legislation. It enacted for the promotion and protection of the consumer. So this was one of the first act which was in favor of the consumers. Consumers through this act could file cases for with actually no fees to the court, and they could themselves represent their cases. It is involving the right to safety, the right to information, right to choose, right to be heard, right of redressal, right to consumer education. The act was later amended in the year 1993. Hospitals and the Consumer Protection Act. So, Consumer Protection Act, as per that, if I have to say it in a nutshell, the patient is also a consumer of services with every healthcare establishment that he visits. So, doctors have also come under the purview of CPA. The National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission recently included healthcare sectors in COPRA. Upheld that the medical profession can be taken to the consumer's court in the event of any deficiency in the performance of service. So that's the biggest challenge now for doctors, that they are under the purview of the Consumer Protection Act. The verdict of the Supreme Court in 1995 is now crystal clear when it was heard that hospital and medical profession are covered under the Consumer Protection Act. And that's because of that, you have seen recently the number of cases related to medico-legal. And again, now doctors are very much answerable for every act that they do, and same goes for hospitals. The consumer disputes redressal system. So for the disputes, for the redressal of the grievance of consumers of goods and services, the consumer dispute redressal agencies is there at the district level, state and national level. These district forums, state commissions and national commission, hierarchy of the consumer dispute redressal agencies, are judicials in nature, observe the principles of natural justices, and award reliefs of specific in nature and compensation in appropriate cases. They are also empowered to impose penalties for non-compliance. So in a nutshell, let's see how the consumer protection, how the consumer can approach the consumer courts. In case where the compensation is less than 5 lakhs, then it goes to the district forum. Where the compensation is more than 5 lakhs but less than 20 lakhs, it goes to the state commission. And where it is more than 20 lakhs, it goes to the National Commission. The main objective of the Consumer Protection Act is, most importantly, to provide speedy, simple and inexpensive justice to the consumers. All these three things are very important. Speedy, because we know how courts typically function in India, where cases are on and on for years and years altogether. So this is very speedy. Simple, simple in the sense even a normal a layman can approach the court, he does not, and most important is it's inexpensive, so you don't need to have a lawyer, you can yourself put up your case. As per the rules of COPRA, consumer disputes are to be disposed within 90 days, so that's 3 months, and in some cases max to be done within 150 days. No court fees to be paid. As we discussed, this is inexpensive. The Act also now provides for institutions of complaints for classification, where more than one person or a group of people are seeking similar kind of relief in such cases, one complaint. Orders passed by the district forum, state commission and national commission can be enforced to an extent that the failure to comply with this particular order can be about the punishment imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine of up to rupees 10,000 or in some cases even both. So orders which are passed by these respective forums can be enforced immediately. In case there is a failure to comply, then there is a punishment or imprisonment or both in some cases. If the complaint is found to be frivolous or vexatious, the complaint can be directed to pay. The complaint can be directed to pay cost to the party complaint along with the penalty amount up to rupees 10,000. So in case sometimes somebody is paying a mischief and it's a petty frivolous complaint, then he can be directed to pay the cost to the party complained against along with a penalty of rupees 10,000. So COPRA and hospital administrator. Still, medical profession commands the same respect and nobility what it used to. It is regarded as a noble profession, and one doctors are highly respected. The progressive doctors and right-thinking doctors must welcome the change to maintain the dignity, decorum and nobility of the profession. Yes, it's very important. It is for the hospital administrators to wake up to the immediate threats posed by the COPRA, to initiate following actions in the hospital that will and take the medical profession back to the glory and esteem it deserves. You know, patients also don't, it's not that patients like suing hospitals and doctors, but if you see from the patient's angle, if they're really, there's a case of medical negligence, then previously they didn't have any other choice but to just bear with it, but now they have. At the same time, medical is a very noble profession. Doctors should also take all the care precautions so as to see that no negligence is committed on their part. So what is important is a medical audit, that is and it should be a continuous procedure. Basic knowledge and skills, documentation has to be proper and absolutely up to date. Good care, educating the patients about the ill effect or side effects or of the therapeutic treatments that are being given, and the follow-up clinics. Good communication is a must. Besides these, continuing medical education programs for all doctors and paramedical staff should be organized regularly. Thank you.